Yo, what's up, everybody? How you doing? What's up? Mike here. Everybody hate Mike Club. You know. What it is. We're going through some things today. Like, it's like decent day. It's cloudy. Weather's nice outside. I don't think it's gonna rain. So that's, I guess, a good thing. Today just seemed like kind of weird today. I don't know. But it's cool, man. Like, it's cool. Like, I think that, like, it's going to be a cool day. It's going to be chill. I mean, I'm a probably not. It's going to be an interesting day. Let's put it like that. Very eventful, probably. You know, I'm waiting to hear some news. I don't know how I might feel about that. I think I might have to try some things out today, you know what I'm saying? All for the love of that greenery. Things we like to call monies. I hate money. I hate the idea of it, but we need it, you know, to survive. But it's just like, the more you get, the more you need, you know. And then, like, and then you factor in your wants into it, and then it's just like a clusterfuck of, like, bullshit. Oh boy. So how I feel about that right now. Very calm today, like, very chill. Like, I don't know, just got a lot of stuff on my mind, like, about just life, you know, and just getting stuff off my chest and just being out there, you know. I think I'm gonna calm down, like, as far as making so many videos and stuff until, like, I don't know. And, like, I had to cut off some stuff, like, I always cut off stuff. Like, I always feel like I always gotta cut something out in my life instead of, like, bringing stuff to my life. And that's, like, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes I just feel like I lose a part of me by doing that. I don't know if y'all understand what that means, but, like, yeah, I just feel like I lose a part of me. I feel like I'm changing. Is it something that I don't recognize, or somebody that don't know, or I could be involved in? I don't know. It just, change is weird for me, and I'm trying to adapt to it and learn to accept it, because it's like, you need change in your life. You know, you can't keep doing the same thing. That's insanity. You know, it's doing the same old thing and expecting a different result. That's insanity. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a girl that's getting abused by the same guy over and over, and they keep running back to him thinking that he's going to change. You know what I'm saying? That's like, one of y'all insane. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious that he is, if he keep beating your ass. And it's obvious, like, because, like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I get one time or two times, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You got frustrated. You know, I mean, I don't personally agree with it, but you know what I'm saying? You got frustrated, you know. Boop. Oh, I accidentally hit you. I'm sorry. I love you. And then y'all forgive each other. Second time, maybe, like, it was, like, something going on. But, like, when they repetitive, like, because after two or three times, like, somebody just gonna get comfortable doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when you get, like, it's like, it's kind of like anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, after a couple of times, you expect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go over a girl's house all the time and you get some, you know what I'm saying, get some nice loving or something like that, you expect that all the time. And then when it changes, you know what I'm saying, you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, you get comfortable. And I think that's the same thing, like, with guys, like, when they, when women, like, keep taking them back when they cheat, or if they get abusive and they, like, keep accepting it. I think that, like, it's the same thing, you know. Well, you accepted the bullshit, you know, and And that's why the bullshit kept happening. I don't know. That's neither here nor there for me, but, like, you know, that just is what it is. Like, I always think it's weird, like, lately, like, I'm changing the subject. I think it's weird, like, when I see people smoking Black and Milds and cigarettes and stuff now, and especially, like, with vaping out there. I know vaping is more expensive, and people are like, fuck that, I'm not paying it. But, like, just, like, hygiene-wise, it's better. Like, I don't think, like, far as, like, I think nicotine to nicotine is, like, bad for you. But, like, vaping don't really have a smell, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to worry about, like, being potent. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when somebody smoke a fresh cigarette and they walk in the room, everybody know that motherfucker smoked a fresh cigarette. And it's same thing over Black and Mild weed. They are a lot stronger. And a cigar guy, fucking forget it. Like, you done fucking stunk up the whole goddamn room. You know what I'm saying? You just bow. You know what I'm saying? Like, and some people don't like that smell. I mean, and I don't think that you have to give it up for other people and be courteous, but I think that, like, just, like, for yourself, you should want to. I mean, that's just me personally. You know what I'm saying? Because I think now people just smoke cigarettes to be cool. Or, like, I think people start off smoking cigarettes to be cool, and then they get addicted to it. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I heard, like, people arguments about, because, like, the first couple of, like, tries of the vape, it was, like, that burning, like, it was that sensation of, like, smoking a cigarette, and, like, the fact that it's done, and, like, when you're hitting, like, when they had, like, the little e-cigarettes or whatever, like, a lot of people didn't like that, because it was, like, they never knew when they was finished, and it's kind of the same thing, like, when, like, smoking weed, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, you put it out when you're done, and if you got, like, a little, like, jank where you can hit it all the time, you're gonna be high all the goddamn time, you know what I'm saying, which is not a bad thing, but it's an expensive-ass thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go from paying, like, $20 a week, $20, $30 a week for weed. Some people pay a lot more, but you know what I'm saying? And then you're going to, like, $80 every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You done doubled, like, what you, like, spent every week. Not knowing, like, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can smoke whenever the fuck you want to smoke. You know? Crazy, right? Or 40 for the, like, however much that shit goes, that shit can get expensive now. The funniest thing is about, like, driving on the highway is watching the, like, the crazy drivers, man. Like, I know I keep flipping through subjects and just shit that pops in my head. Random thoughts, that's why it's called random thoughts. It's like the people that drive on the highway, man. Like, it's like some people, like, see a big ass truck trying to get over and they just won't let them over. And I'm like, yo, one day, like, somebody gonna, like, knock your little ass car out the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fuck around with big trucks. Like, when they trying to get over, I let their ass over. Because I am not trying to be dealing with that one motherfucker that might be pissed off at the world or might be running for the cops or something and, like, burrow through your ass. And then you, like, everybody want to put it in the Lord's hand. I understand that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, sometimes you got to learn to fight your own goddamn battles, man. And some battles ain't meant to be fought. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost how I feel about, like, boats, man. I don't like the idea of it. Like, I don't think, like, some shit is a coincidence. Like, I don't, like, I think, like, stuff like that when, like, people be trying to take stuff out of God's hands, like, sometimes, like, cause, like, and that element, like, is because, like, y'all created that God. You know what I'm saying? You create, God became what you created. Like, you know, fear God, but you want to take everything out of his hand. Like, you want to fly, like, when you ain't got wings, or you want to, like, swim. You want to send, like, cities on cities on water, like, you know what I'm saying, like the Titanic and shit, and then, like, be surprised when that motherfucker sink. And that motherfucker like, yo, I'ma sink this bitch. You said it's unsinkable? I'ma sink this bitch. Show you, like, I think every now and then God do stuff to, like, wake people up. You know what I'm saying? Make people realize, like, that ain't for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like every now and then, like, somebody, like, die on a roller coaster, or every now and then a plane fall out the sky, or every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Like crazy shit happens. Like, I think that's, like, you know what I'm saying? You can either call it accidents or God's will. Like, whatever you want to, whatever you believe in. If you believe in fearing God, then you might want to call it God's will. If you just believe in freak accidents, then you can call it a freak accident. But, like, there's a purpose for some things, man. I believe that. I think everything has a purpose, man. I don't think, like, and I think it's crazy, man. Like, I think it's crazy because, like, chain of events can, like, make shit happen. Like, and it's crazy, like, how energy is connected, but people don't pay attention to it or don't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? When I tell people I see and feel energy, it's crazy how that shit is connected. Because one slight change or alter of somebody's energy can change, like, a whole perspective of, like, a situation. And, like, people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? You can cause a chain reaction. Like, energy is like dominoes. You tip over one, like, you can eventually cause a, like, chain reaction to happen. And depending on the pattern, that's how everything's gonna fall into place. You know, like, and it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And I'll give you an example. Like, say somebody went to take their truck in, like, got a tractor trailer truck. They went to take it in to get it, like, inspected, or, like, get minor work done to it. And somebody didn't bolt one of the tires all the way through. Now, that's right there could cause a chain reaction. That loose bolt could pop off at any moment. And when it pops off, it can cause the truck to lose the tire. The tire can go flying somewhere. It can hit the car, and another car can hit another car. And that's all like a domino effect of one incident. All of that could have been prevented for one thing. So I think everything happens for a reason, man. Like, you know, it sucks when you think like that. But it's like say for instance, like, I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, but, like, Game of Thrones about to get wicked, yo. I'm changing it up again, like, but cause a domino effect. Daenerys is probably going to turn into the Mad Queen, because it's about to go crazy, especially since they killed her friend. But, like all her trusted people are, like, dying. And the one person she's in love with, he's in love with her. But he did the one thing that she told him not to do. But it's like, it was something that he was like, yo, I had to do this. This is my family. I have to tell them the truth. And she was like, no. The only way for it to work is to do it my way. So you kind of get an idea that she ain't trying to share the spotlight with him. Which I was hoping she did. Because that was the only way I was going to see Daenerys on the Iron Throne. But for her to, like, try to not work with Jon Snow, like, how you get jealous over somebody that's about to be the most powerful ally that you can have? Like, he got all the people on his side, and if he have them on their side, he's the reason they follow your ass. And if you keep fucking with him, you try to, like, make people follow you by fear, you ain't no different than Cersei. You know what I'm saying? So my power rank is about to start right now. I'm about to get into it. Number 5 coming in is Daenerys Targaryen. And the reason she's number 5 is, like, everything I just said. Like, she's, like, manipulating. Like, she's becoming Cersei. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to try to take her ass out before they take Cersei out. And then people that's going to try to take her out is her own fucking people. That's even worse. The plan that they trying to fucking do to Cersei, get her own people to take her out, it's the plan that's going to fucking backfire on Daenerys, on Dany. I'm sorry, Dany. You know what I'm saying? You had a chance, and you're fucking it up. Fucking it up with your emotions. I don't know what the fuck. Like, and I know it's sexist to think like that. But that's why, guys don't, that's why, that gives guys an argument about, giving all these guys on the show an argument about a woman being in power. You know what I'm saying? Because they act off emotions. You can't act, as much as you want to, guys do it too. Guys do it too. Don't get it twisted. Guys do it too. You know what I'm saying? It's just, when females do it, it's a lot vicious. A lot worse, a lot more vicious. They get cold-hearted. When guys do it, they just assholes about it. When females get it, it's like the fucking devil just came out and fuck, you done pissed the devil off. Type shit. But everything that she's saying, she's doing the opposite of. I want to protect the people. I want to save the people. I want to make a better world for the people. But yet, you making it more fearful than any goddamn thing. How's it going to be better if everybody's fucking scared to death? And you keep losing your goddamn dragons. What the fuck is going on? You ain't going to have no fucking dragons. Then you ain't shit because you can't fight. Nobody going to fear you without your goddamn dragons. They already killed two of them son bitches. You got one big ass dragon left. One big ass dragon. Luckily, it's the one that is the one that don't fuck with Jon Snow. But because if it was the one that was fucking with Jon Snow, your ass be fucking even your dragon will turn on your ass. Fuck you, bitch. Come on, man. Number four is gonna be Cersei Lannister. I still think Jaime gonna stab the fuck out of her. That motherfucker is. Gambling his way down there. They said her younger brother's gonna kill her. And Jamie, I think, is younger than her. So, you know what I'm saying? He might get up in there and get poking. I don't know, man. Tyrion might do it, but I don't think it's gonna be Tyrion. I don't think she think it's gonna be Tyrion. Because, she could have managed that motherfucker last night. She could have pop, 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 pop. All them goddamn bow and arrows pointed at his ass. They could have just pop, 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 pop his ass. But she was like, nah. Because she know he can't fight. Yeah, he killed his father. He snook attacked and shot the shit out of him. But, he did it for a reason, man. That motherfucker ain't gonna do something serious. I don't think so. But number three. Coming in at number three. Ooh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. And I'm going to put him there just because. Bran Stark. He don't want to be on there, but the same thing that they telling Jon is the same thing I think they're going to end up telling Bran. You the last, remaining male heir to the throne. Let his ass sit up on there. All he gonna do is sit. That man gonna lead he's the most educated out of all of them. He's smart as hell. He thinks rationally. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why he should not try it. You know what I'm saying? People gonna follow him. It ain't like he gonna go crazy. If you lose to him in a fight, your ass deserves to lose. Because motherfucker can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Number two, Sansa Stark. Sansa Stark is number two because that bitch is she about to get Dany killed. That bitch is not playing. She's not playing. She I don't trust your queen, yo. Fuck that bitch. That's your queen. She ain't my queen. Fuck that. I don't trust the bitch. I don't trust the bitch. I don't trust the bitch. She done seen all kinds of fucked up shit in her life, and Dany's one of those motherfucking shits, and she don't fuck with it, and she is smart for not fucking with Dany, and at the whole time, I'm man, just been the need of Dany, but now I get it. Now I see what they see. Bitch is fucking crazy, yo. The bitch do shit just spiteful. She saw people liking Jon, so she thought, how can I make myself look better? Let me give this dude a title. And then gonna brag about, and then gonna tell your plan in front of her. Yeah,
That's how I'm gonna get them to they gonna get him. It's gonna be a strong ally in there. See, I'm smart. Like, bitch, did you just fucking sneak tell somebody some shit that we was like fucking? Do you know I could throw some pussy at that motherfucker and tell me your whole goddamn organization? Like, that's how she was looking at that bitch. Like, fuck you. That bitch even goddamn was ready to flash the pussy to the hell. Not the hell. Yeah, the hell. She was ready to flash the pussy to the hell. She wasn't going to give him none, but she was going to flash it to his ass. Let him know, like, maybe. That motherfucker was like, man, if I would have protected you, if you would have came with me. And she like, nah, man, because if I would have went with you, I would have never became who I became. Flash pussy. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I like it. I like it. I like what she's becoming, yo. That bitch is like a cooler version of Cersei. Like, she can be cruel when she has to be cruel. But she ain't. Like, she do shit. Like, he was fucking Littlefinger just to have his army. But she knew she couldn't fuck with that dude and couldn't control his ass. She knew he was a snake. And he got what he deserved, too. And number one, my motherfucking nigga, Jon Snow. He gonna unbend that knee. He gonna have to unbend that knee now. He gonna have to unbend that knee. That bitch is crazy. I don't give a fuck how good that pussy is. That bitch is crazy. Crazy pussy, yes, is the best pussy, but sometimes you gotta let that shit go. Cause that bitch is crazy. Gotta say it like a pastor. Crazy. That bitch is crazy. God, God bless that bitch. Cause that bitch is crazy. Nah, man. Jon Snow, man, done beat death so many goddamn times. That nigga should have died more times than everybody on the show. Everybody that died on the show died because Jon Snow didn't. Like, that's how many times he should have died, yo. This motherfucker tried to fight a dragon by yelling at it. This motherfucker tried to fight the Night King whole army by itself. Like, motherfucker, like, when are you gonna stop doing stupid shit, yo? Jon Snow needs to stop doing stupid shit. Before it be Jon no more. Oh my God, man. I love everybody here, man. That's my power ranking. For anybody that didn't catch it, Danny, number five is Danny. Number four is Cersei. Number three is Bran. Number two is Sansa. And number one is Jon Snow. I love anybody that love me, man. I hope y'all have a blessed and beautiful day, man. It's your world. I'm just in it, man. And I'm trying to become a better person, man. I know it. I need to see it. God bless. Peace.